Hello, Margaret. Thanks for agreeing to talk to me about your time with the Mardler. Perhaps you can tell us how and when it's all started.
Right, my name's Margaret Phillips, and I first got involved not right at the very beginning, but it was started in 1984 by the Voluntary Services and a youth community officer to start a talking newspaper in North Norfolk. And it had this meeting and it was quite well received. Then they had to find somewhere to meet to record. The first editions were done on a dining table in Aylsham in somebody's living room, and that just went out half hourly once a fortnight. And it was at that time that the Methodist Church were converting the cottages next door to our church into accommodation for whatever we hadn't decided. But my husband was on the property committee, and he thought that perhaps one of the rooms upstairs would act as a studio. And it went on from there, from 84 to 1985. And then the first recordings were done in the studio. Rather, stop.
Margaret, can you remember how many listeners there were at that time?
We only had about 100 to start with. Obviously, it had to get known round the county of who would like to receive it, and it gradually grew over the times. And at some time, we were sending out, they were on tapes then, and there was about 300 listeners. And then we used to do just like the school register and tick everybody's name off and cross it out when we had received it back. And we had a long line of recording machines, and that used to record four tapes at a time. And we had about five of these machines, and they recorded, and on the second side as well. And then everyone was listened to, not right the way through, but just to check. And this is what we do today, whether it was on CDs, tapes, or the memory stick, we always listen to a little snippet of the tape, whatever, each one, so that we are guaranteed that you should get a complete tape
For
or
quality
whatever.
control.
Yes. At the beginning, I'll go back to a bit to the beginning, and we decided that we would like to have an introductory music. And there was a competition put out through the EDP that we would like something composed that would be suitable. And a gentleman from Norwich won the competition, and it was recorded by Aylsham Silver Band, and it is still used today, this same tune, although we have had a different band that has recorded it afresh.
It's nice to know that listeners can be involved then.
Yes,
That's
that's right. And
super.
then we had somebody, the name. We hadn't had a name then, and that again was put out to a competition. And another local man suggested the Mardler, because in Norfolk, a mardle is a gossip. And that was received very well, and we're still the Mardler today.
Being a Londoner, I didn't know that, but I looked it up and I found
That's
that
right, yes. So that was a competition. We had the music, and in time we got more and more listeners, and it got up to 300 in the prime of our editions. And we had a lot in the recordings. When we were copying, we used to have about six people in the evening of listening to the tapes, packing, receiving them. But over the time, the over the time, equipment has changed tremendously, and it's really not recognisable to what we used to use in the first years of the Mardler. The post office, we used to deliver it to us, and then we, oh, now I'm getting wrong.
No.
Going back to the post office, they have treated us very well. We used to have to collect the sacks from Elsham Sorting Office and bring them back to the Methodist Church. And then the post office, after the evening session, would take it back to the main sorting office in Norwich. But that was stopped, and we had to then deliver it ourselves, and quite often in the beginning, it was 10 o'clock at night when we had to go up to the sorting office with the sacks, which was about 3 or 4 sacks full.
Goodness.
But now the post office deliver it to the church on a Thursday morning, and then we take it back to Aylsham Post Office when we have finished on Friday afternoon. And luckily, we think that you should get it the next day, and we think you do.
How long does the process take, Margaret?
The post, you deliver the next day.
Sorry, no, when the when you've done the copy and dispatch, how long does that actual bit take?
Now it's down to an hour. It used to be about 2 hours.
I can imagine.
But it's an hour now with all the equipment and the computers that we use.
Technology's come on such a lot.
Yes. And we did have to do fundraising in the beginning. We had sponsored walks. We had variety programmes at North Walsham Community Centre, which was quite hilarious. And we go and talk to various associations, Rotary, and any clubs who ask us to go and tell their members about the Mardla. And we raise a bit of money like that, because the machines are so very expensive these days.
Of course.
And we have to be kept up to date.
Of course.
With everything that's going on. So it is now 40 years since the Mardla first started. And we've produced tapes every week, except perhaps at Christmas times and then when we had COVID. But for 40 years, that's been going, and I have been with them, and I've enjoyed every minute of my 40 years, which sounds such a long time. And we hope we continue to send the news to you every week.
And so do I, Margaret. It's been such a pleasure to listen to your story. Thank you so much. Thank you.